Title: Brake Bus Mutes for Tension. For modern control with vintage tone advanced. All right, let's build a brake mute system that feels intentional and engineered, not like you just yanked the drums out and hoped for the best. In drum and bass, especially anything with jungle DNA, the brake isn't just drums. It's movement, it's ghost notes, it's that rolling texture that makes the track feel alive. So when you mute it, you're not just removing sound, you're removing momentum. That's why brake mutes create instant tension, and also why they can totally kill the vibe if you do them in a lazy way. Today you're going to set up a dedicated brake bus in Ableton Live, build 3 different mute flavors, and then automate them through a tight macro workflow so you can get modern, controlled stops, while still keeping that vintage continuity, grit, glue, and tails that hang in the air like tape. First, the routing. Put your brakes on separate audio tracks if you've got layers. For example, brake top, brake ghosts, brake layer, whatever makes sense. Then select them and group them. Name the group brake bus. Now, important teacher note, don't tie your entire drum punch to the brake bus. In heavy DNB, your kick and snare often deserve their own tracks or their own bus. So, when the brake drops out, your core punch can still hit. That vacuum is where the drop feels huge. Next, let's build the brake bus chain. Modern control, vintage tone. Start with a EQ8 for cleanup and tone. High pass around 25 to 40 Hz with a steep slope, so you're not dragging sub-rumble around. If it's boxy, a gentle dip around 250 to 400. If you need a bit of air, a tiny shelf up around 8 to 12K, but don't overdo it. Brakes get crispy fast. Then add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive somewhere like 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. And trim the output so you're not tricking yourself with louder equals better. This is the vintage density stage. You want it to feel thicker, not just louder and harsher. After that, drum bus. Use it like glue and attitude, not like a destruction tool. Drive maybe 5 to 20% depending on the source. Crunch low, like 0 to 10. Boom, be careful. It can step on your kick fundamentals. Transients, though, are a big deal here. If you want snap, push transients up a bit. If you want that hazier jungle smear, pull them down slightly. Then glue compressor to control movement. Think of this as a vibe stabilizer so when you start muting and filtering, the bus still feels finished. Ratio 2:1, attack around 3 ms so the transients still get through. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Soft clip is optional if you want extra control. Cool, that's your bass. Now we build the fun part. 3 mute styles, because in DNB, how you remove drums matters just as much as when you remove them. Mute style 1. Hard mute. The simple way is automating the track activator, the yellow on slash off. Don't do that as your main method. It can click, it kills tails, and it often feels too computer switch. Instead, put utility at the very end of your brake bus and automate utility gain. That becomes your primary hard mute. When you drop from 0 dB to minus infinity, add a tiny ramp, like 5 to 20 milliseconds, so it's click-free. That ramp is everything. It's the difference between pro stop and why did my speakers tick. And here's a coaching upgrade. Treat mute time like a musical parameter. Decide your fade personality. A fast fade, 5 to 10 milliseconds, is that razor shutoff. Super modern, a medium fade, 15 to 30 milliseconds, feels more like a final or tape being pulled down. Slightly softer, slightly more human. If you find a curve you love, you can literally store it in a clip envelope and duplicate it around your arrangement so your stops are consistent. Mute style 2. Filtered mute. This is that DJ tension move where the groove keeps moving but the energy drains out. Add auto filter before the utility. Set it to a low pass 24 dB slope. Drive can be anywhere from 0 to 30% if you want extra character. Keep the envelope off. A classic move, over one bar, sweep from open, like 18K-ish, down to 200 to 600 Hz. Then, right before the drop, you do a tiny hard cut with utility for the last eighth note or quarter note. That combo is deadly. First you remove brightness and perceived speed, then you remove the body at the last instant. It feels like the floor disappears. Mute style 3. Gated mute. This is rhythmic tension, like the brake is being strangled into chatter. Add gate before utility. Set the threshold so it opens on the brake hits. Return around 60 to 200 ms depending on how choppy you want it. Floor is a big creative choice. Minus infinity gives you true cut. But if you set floor to something like minus 12 to minus 24, it leaves a little spill, a little room, a little take leakage energy. Look ahead 1 millisecond if you need cleaner openings. And here's the move. Automate the threshold upward right before a fill so the gate opens less and less, turning the brake into stutters without you manually chopping auto though. Now we're going to make this fast to automate, because advanced production is mostly workflow. Select auto filter, gate, and utility, and group them into an audio effect rack. Now create macros. Macro 1 is mute. Map to utility gain from 0 dB down to minus infinity. Macro 2 is LPF. Map to auto filter frequency. You can map wide, like 18K down to 200Hz, but I want you to consider a scaling trick. Make it more playable by narrowing the range so most of your macro travel lives where the music actually happens. For example, spend most of the motion between 2K down to 400Hz. That way you can draw automation quickly without accidentally living in telephone land for half a bar. Macro 3 is gate height, map to gate threshold. Something like minus 30 dB up to plus 5, but it depends on how hot your brake is. Macro 4 is floor, map to gate floor, from minus infinity up to around minus 18 dB. This is the vintage air macro. If you want grime and continuity, you don't always want full silence. Macro 5 optional, map saturator drive so the mute moment can get dirtier, like the bus is being pushed right as it disappears. Now you've got a performance rack. Instead of drawing 12 automation lanes, you're telling a clear story with 2 or 3 macros. Next, mute without dead air. This is the big difference between a sterile stop and a stop that feels like a record. Option 1 is pre-fader tails, the classic method. Make a return track called break tail. Put echo and or reverb on it. Echo can be eighth or quarter, feedback around 15 to 35%, and filter it darker so it doesn't scream. Reverb decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, low cut around 200 to 400, high cut around 6 to 10k. Now, set the send from break bus to that return to pre-fader. In Ableton, enable pre/post on the send and choose pre. That means when you mute the break bus with utility, the tail still rings. That's the whole point. You remove the direct drum but leave the environment. Coach note, pre-fader tails can get messy, so treat them like a reverb engineer. Put a limiter on the tail return with a low ceiling, like minus 6 to minus 3 dB, with a short release, and add EQ after the reverb, or echo, then automate a high cut downward during the mute moment so the tail sits behind the curtain instead of sounding like a bright effect sitting on top of the track. Option 2 is a noise or room bed. Super old school, super effective. A vinyl noise layer, room tone, field recording very quiet. Sidechain it lightly to kick and snare so it breathes. When the break mutes, you don't get that dead vacuum of digital silence. You get atmosphere. And here's another stability trick. Sometimes the break contributes low mid punch, like 120 to 250Hz. If you fully mute it, the mix can feel like it shrinks. Quick fix. Make a parallel body return. Send the break bus to it. On that return, high pass around 80 to 120, low pass around 300 to 600, add light saturation, keep it low in the mix, and don't mute it as aggressively. That becomes your glue that stays when the main break disappears. Alright, now let's talk arrangement patterns that scream DNB. Pattern 1, the roller tease, 2 bars before the drop, 2 bars out, start sweeping the low pass down to around 500Hz, 1 bar out, tighten the gate so it chatters, last half beat. Hard mute with utility. Then on the downbeat, snap utility back to zero. Clean, controlled, huge impact. Pattern 2, the jungle fake out. During the buildup, every 4 bars, mute the break for an eighth or a quarter beat. Leave your pre-fader echo tail on. Add a little snare fill or pitch tom to announce the stop. It's that stop-start language that jungle listeners instantly recognize. Pattern 3, text up vacuum. 1 bar before the drop, hard mute the break just for beat 3. Let kick and sub continue. Then bring the break back with a filtered re-entry, like you open the low pass quickly over an eighth note. That's super controlled and heavy. Now, automation workflow inside Ableton. Use arrangement automation for the main story, your big mute moments, your big filter sweeps, the major transitions. Use clip envelopes when you want repeatable rhythmic gating patterns, especially if the break is looped. Clip envelopes are amazing for this stutter happens every time this clip plays. And again, automate macros, not individual parameters. Your lanes stay readable. You want to see mute, LPF, gate tight. That's it. Also, avoid clicks. Always draw tiny ramps into and out of gain changes. If you still get clicks, here's a sound design trick. Make the cut frequency dependent. Right before you slam the gain to minus infinity, automate a high pass filter up to around 120 to 200 Hz. Then do the mute. Then bring the high pass back down after the moment. Low frequencies have long wave cycles, and they're the main reason hard cuts click. This little pre-cut high pass can make your stop sound ridiculously clean. Advanced variations, if you want extra sauce, you can make a duck to a target level mute instead of full silence. Think modern minimal DNB where the break gets small, not gone. You do that by creating two utility stages in a rack and crossfading chain so your mute lands at, say, minus 18 dB instead of minus infinity. You can also automate stereo width before the mute. Collapse width down to 0 to 30%, then cut psychoacoustically, narrowing reads like energy removal even before the volume drop. It's a very pro trick. And if you want that ghost continuity, make a transient only tick layer. Duplicate the break, high pass it aggressively, gate it tight, maybe push transients. Keep it low. When the main break mutes, that tick stays like hardware spill, keeping the groove alive. Let's do a quick 15-minute practice so this becomes muscle memory. Load classic Amen or Think break and a modern punchy kick and snare. Group the break tracks into break bus and build your rack with filter, gate, and utility macros. Loop 8 bars. Bars 1 to 4, normal roll. Bar 5, low pass down over the bar. Bar 6, tighten the gate so it chatters. Bar 7, hard mute for beat 4 only, but leave your tail send pre-fader so something hangs in the air. Bar 8, mute for the last half beat, and release exactly on bar 9. Then bounce it or record it, and listen back like a critic. Does the drop feel bigger without raising the master? Any clicks? If yes, increase your fade time or do that quick high pass before the cut. Does the silence feel intentional? If not, add tail, bed, or a body layer. Recap to lock it in. Build a break bus so you're muting break energy, not accidentally nuking your entire drum punch. Use utility gain as your main mute, because it's clean and controllable. Add auto filter and gate so you've got multiple mute flavors, hard, filtered, and rhythmic. Macro everything so automation stays simple and playable. This audio version is shortened for playback.